Good afternoon from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. I'm Reginald Hardwick in for Steve Mork. A federal judge ruled today that the Dakota Access Pipeline, the subject of protests led by the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, must be shut down by August 5th. The ruling requires a more extensive environmental review to be conducted in order for the pipeline to resume operations. Illinois Newsroom's Lesha Bushak reports.
The more than 1,100-mile pipeline stretches from North Dakota to south-central Illinois, where it ends at an oil tank farm in Patoka. While the pipeline has operated in Illinois since 2017, local environmental groups say it provides no public benefit. J.C. Kibbe is the Illinois Clean Energy Advocate with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
The oil that was going to be traveling through this pipeline was not going to be used in Illinois. What jobs would have been created would have been temporary, but the risk of damage to the landscape and the lock-in of fossil fuel infrastructure that we know is not compatible with a livable planet, those impacts would have been permanent.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is required to produce a more thorough environmental impact statement within 13 months in order for the pipeline to reopen. I'm Lesha Bushak, Illinois Newsroom.